excuse me. Good evening. We're glad to see everyone here. We do have some who are visiting with us. We are glad that you have taken this opportunity to assemble so that we can all worship God together. Tonight we have the opportunity to put our hearts and mind and voices together and sing. We're going to spend most of this period of the evening worship singing praises to God. Brother Jeff Kaysen sent got the leaders together and asked us to pick out upbeat, uplifting songs. I think we need some cheering up. So tonight we're going to try to cheer each other up somewhat, praising God, encouraging each other through song worship. So we will begin. I've selected two songs. There's not really a theme, but I selected two songs. The first one will be "I Will Wake the Dawn with Praises," 143. Since we're all kind of spread out, I've noticed since we've been doing this, we have a little tendency maybe sometimes to maybe drag or get off a little bit because we're used to being a little bit closer together. So just watch the leaders a little bit closer and we'll stay together as we go. But go ahead, since we're spread out, and sing out a little bit more so we can hear each other better. The whole purpose of us singing, besides God hearing us, is we're encouraging each other. So sing to the people and sing loud enough so the other people can hear you. And we'll be greatly benefited by our worship tonight. 143, "I Will Wake the Dawn with Praises." Excellent. Excuse me. 728. "Hallelujah, we shall rise."
Resurrection morning, when the trump of God shall sound, we shall rise. Number 34. Let every heart rejoice and sing. Number 597. Sing and be happy. Do.
Sing and be happy, breast of Number 81. Jesus is Lord. Number 176. He's my King. And if it's convenient, if you'd like, you may stand for this song.
Seven fifty-seven. Have you ever thought about the opportunity to sing with David, to sing with Moses? One day, if we live faithful, we have that opportunity. When all of God's singers get home.
Thank you.
737. 737. The question is raised, shall we gather at the river? But we affirm that in the chorus.
Number 750, we shall see the king someday. Number 750. The invitation song tonight is number 717, When We All Get to Heaven. So if you're following along, please mark that at this time. Number 717. Now, before the invitation is extended, we'll sing song number 774, Beyond This Land of Parting.
If you're not one to usually use a songbook, if you would go ahead and open to the invitation song, 717, number 717. Or perhaps you can look on the screen. When we all get to heaven. Tonight I want to talk about the invitation song and think about the thoughts that are in it. And especially in light of the theme of this year of hindsight, insight, and faithsight. We've already talked about most of the points I'm going to make tonight in our songs, which is a good thing. It can help you remember it better when we talk about it several times. We even prayed about it, but that's a good thing. This has been a really good night, very encouraging. Thanks to the guys that have led and chosen the songs. It's been an encouraging night. It's interesting, we've been talking about heaven a lot in our encouragement, and God and Jesus being our King. So the first verse, seeing the wondrous love of Jesus, seeing His mercy and His grace, in the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. If you'll take your Bible and turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, starting in verse 1, we have hindsight of Jesus Christ, our King, and what He's done for us. John 14 and verse 1 says, Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you myself, and where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? How do we know the way?
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. This is obviously the verse passage that when we all get to heaven is based on. Jesus going to prepare a place for us. So how did he do that? First of all, he told the apostles and he told us he's going to prepare a place in heaven. Shortly after this, Jesus was crucified. He died for us. And then he was resurrected. And finally, he went to heaven to prepare that place. And as he said here, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. So we have to know Jesus. We have to believe that he is the Son of God and that he's in heaven waiting for us and preparing it for us. So in hindsight, we can see that Jesus prepared the way and he's preparing heaven for us now. If we look at verse 2 of the song, while we walk this pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. And then the first line of verse 3, let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Insight into our lives now, into our current, into what we're doing currently. We're going to have difficulties. We're going to have clouds over the sky, over making it gloomy. But let us be true and faithful. So we have Jesus to guide us through this time. We have insight into our lives now through the Bible and through Jesus' teaching. And finally, the second half of verses 2 and 3, the second half of verse 2 is, but when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. And the second half of verse 3, just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. And then finally the chorus, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. With our faith, we have something to look forward to. We've been singing about it a lot tonight in the songs that were chosen to be encouraging. We're going to be in heaven with God and with Jesus. But if we have faith and we have hope, looking forward to that, that can help us in our current lives. So we've also talked about singing. We've been singing and we've been talking, and some of the songs have talked about singing in heaven tonight. And that's something else that we have to look forward to. It gives us a glimpse of what's in heaven. And we've been talking about, through our songs tonight, we talked about being happy about going to heaven, being happy about the judgment day coming, being happy about God being the King. But those that are Christians have that hope and that excitement. But perhaps tonight you've been singing these things and thinking about them, and I encourage you to really think about what we're going to say as you're singing the next, or as you sing the invitation song. Does it bother you? Does it prick your conscience as you're singing the song that I don't know if I'm excited about singing about heaven yet because I don't know if I'm going to be there? You can make that right tonight. You can make the choice to become a Christian and have hope and confidence that you'll be in heaven singing with Jesus and with the saints and be in God's presence at that time. If you are also, your conscience is pricked because you're not serving God faithfully, even though you are have been baptized and you are a Christian, you can make that right tonight as well. And please come forward as we stand and sing.